Speaking of Gray, I would be remiss if I did not thank the good people, the voters of California, for Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. Our governor can put your governor's eyes out with his pecs. We're so proud. Vote for me if you want to live. I still don't understand why Gary Coleman was the joke candidate. And Schwarzenegger was a legitimate one. They were equally qualified. The only difference is one was able to pass under the clown hand that said you must be this tall to govern California. I'm glad he's governor because we are once again the Wizard of Wacky. I mean, we had lost it for a while, you know, Florida and then Minnesota, but we all saw the movie Predator. Jesse Ventura was Schwarzenegger's bitch in that movie. We are California, the state that put the mock in democracy. And he's still using lines from his movies, and they don't always fit, you know? Hasta la vista, Davis. All right. That one was... I'll be back. Where'd you go? He actually said, you can't handle the truth. That's not even your fucking movie. That's cheating. How long before we hear? I don't know nothing about birthing no babies. These are not the droids you're looking for. He's got a very tenuous relationship to politics, you know. I know the marriage, and I don't get it. I still don't understand what the marriage is all about. What is that, phase one in a genetic experiment to breed a bulletproof Kennedy? Oh, wrong crowd. Have you seen her lately? She looks like Skeletor's great aunt. Those cheekbones, Christ, you could open an envelope with one of those puppies. And poor Gray Davis, I still don't understand what he did. I mean, yeah, he's got the personality of a human speed bump. The charisma of kelp. But that's not malfeasance. He said there was going to be a deficit. There was a deficit. Bush said there was going to be a surplus. There was a deficit. I guess Gray Davis missed the part where we invade Oregon. They're harboring deciduous firs of mass destruction. Redwoods, 45 minutes from Sacramento. The poor guy, he knew he was losing it. And so at the very end of the campaign, he brings out his big gun, and his big gun is Al Gore. I know, poor Al. Did you notice Howard Dean was doing just fine until Al Gore endorsed him? You know, John Kerry's screening his calls, no, not here, not here. I'm sorry, Mr. Vice President, the senator's in a meeting. Yes, quite a while. November 3rd.